Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 395 for Tuesday, May the 17th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were higher Tuesday morning, tracking gains in the U.S. soy complex. Canola was anywhere from $1.50 to $4 higher, with the July contract checking in at $517.50 a ton. That's up $1.60. The Canadian dollar was lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to out-of-country buyers. Gains in crude oil were supportive. As well, demand for Malaysian palm oil ahead of Ramadan helped to underpin canola. There has been some talk of mild frost damage to some canola in Manitoba and possibly Alberta, which offered some support. However, beneficial rainfall in Saskatchewan and Manitoba limited the gains, while forecasters were expecting rain to fall in Alberta later this week. The U.S. soybean crop is off to a good start, and more farmers are expected to swap out some of their corn acres in favor of soybeans. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 10 to 15 cents higher, with the July contract at $10.80 a bushel. The market rebounded after yesterday's losses. Rainy weather in the U.S. Midwest is hampering planting efforts, which was supportive for the price. In particular, farmers in southern Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio are finding progress very difficult. The U.S. crop is about 36% planted, and that is actually 4% higher than the five-year average. Corn was 2 cents stronger, with the July contract coming in at $3.96 a bushel. According to the USDA, the corn crop is about 43% emerged, which compares to the five-year average of just 34%. Although there are ideas a lot of farmers will be switching out corn acres in favor of soybeans, so far just 225,000 acres has been turned over. U.S. wheat was 5 to 7 cents higher, with the July contract sitting at $4.81 a bushel. Speculative trading was a feature of this morning's activity. The spring wheat crop is 89% planted, which is ahead of the five-year average of just 64%. Russian wheat production has been pegged at 61.1 million tons, and that would be the biggest number for that country since 2008. Rain continues to fall over the U.S. southern plains, and that should help the crop develop. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, May 17th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.